This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We going?
Yeah, go for it.
Welcome back, Bo.
Great to be back.
As always, brings us something back from Mexico.
Not only that, Bo's speaking Spanish to the...
I went in on the Spanish-speaking app the same way I did with the cruise last summer and got about through chapter two.
Uh-huh.
My only issue is that you forget shit.
Right.
So I think I just need to do chapter one is over and over and over and over and over until it's just, you know...
I just like that you brought it back with you and you're speaking Spanish to the ladies that clean the building. That's nice.
See, I never...
Who the hell wrapped this thing?
Oh, so the people at the shop. Knowing, I guess, you're going to have to go through customs and whatnot.
It's hard to do one-handed while holding a microphone.
We had many adventures buying tequila, including being told that our money was no good there.
Lovely. Lovely.
It has a poncho and a sombrero.
It has a poncho and a sombrero on.
And?
A worm is in the bottom.
And there's a worm in the bottle.
Wow. I haven't seen the worm in the bottom tequila since freshman year.
Well, so this is actually mezcal.
Which, okay, cool.
First time I ever drank mezcal was on this trip. And so the biggest thing I can say is the difference between mezcal and tequila as far as the taste goes is that mezcal is a little peaty like scotch.
Oh, okay.
But it's a lot less that tequila bite.
I've never heard anything you're saying right now.
Tara would not leave Mexico without something for y'all with a worm in the bottom.
Okay. Cool.
She wanted to see y'all's reaction.
Thank you.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah, I ate the worm out of the bottom of a bottle of tequila freshman year of college.
Have you ever ventured into...
Never done.
It was a mistake.
Was the worm alive?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not,
no.
But it did
so
not
this is a real worm?
Yeah.
And what is it supposed to do?
I guess just absorb the... I don't know, honestly.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Like, it probably isn't real anymore. You know what I mean? Probably now it's just for looks.
Right. I don't know.
But they probably used to use it for something. Ate up some sort of toxins who knows? I have no idea. But
I think how it happened was somebody, like, and they were making a batch, and one of them got put in there.
Those, it was just an accident.
It was an accident.
Those larvae may be in the plants.
Larvae is always a tough word when it comes to food.
Yeah. So when you drank one, did it not go down smoothly? The worm.
I ate it. I chewed it up.
Oh, you chewed it?
Yeah, it was gross.
Right.
Why'd I do that? I don't know why I did that.
It was in the box.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was like, I'll eat it.
Oh, yeah, you just got to swallow those things. Yeah. So I've done the scorpion a couple times. But the scorpion is like, you know, half as long as those worms, but a little bit wider.
I don't wash y'all damn mind.
But, you know, it's good for you. We also had an interesting to-do at Customs coming back. So we were we went into the ports one day just because we were tired of just sitting there doing nothing and did some shopping, and that's where we ran into the duty-free place that wouldn't sell us tequila because we weren't on a ship.
Right.
We did, however, find a little shop.
Can I tell you just about the worm real quick?
Yeah.
Marketing ploy.
So they can charge more just because it has a worm in it. Yep. And yep. Serves no purpose.
No purpose.
Told you.
And it's always been that way? Probably.
Somebody put it in there as a marketing gimmick.
Yeah. So Tara decided that she was going to do something nice for me and the two dudes that were there.
don't ever say that like that.
Well, that's how the story starts. So she wants to buy us some cigars. So
you smoke cigars, Bo?
Yeah, I'll okay. I'll smoke cigars.
Thank you. Got somebody to smoke because Andy won't do it.
Well, I have a
sorry.
Few. So we negotiate with this guy. He has some Cohibas. They're about, you know, 4 or 5 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a little five-pack of them. Get to negotiating. Turns out we pay about $30 a piece for these cigars. An hour later, find him for $10.
Yeah.
He already ripped us off. She paid Tara, and Tara paid this out of her pocket for us. Turns out there's nowhere to really smoke at this resort. We'd have had to just gone onto the beach at night and just puffed them, which none of us really wanted to do, so I still have them. Coming back, we hit U.S. Customs,
mm-hmm.
And the dude's like, you bring anything home? And the tequila was packed away in my suitcase and whatnot. Tara had the cigars in her carry-on. She's like, yeah, we got some cigars. And he's like, oh, yeah? What kind of cigars are they? And she wasn't 100% sure. Cohiba is a Cuban brand, I didn't know if all Cohibas were made in Cuba.
Yes.
Thought maybe, you know, you could get some Cohiba stamps or wrappers, and they were just Mexican cigars probably.
Which so, they probably are.
Well, they have an imported from Cuba sticker on them.
Yeah.
So we have to go for a bag check. Through from customs, we have to walk with this officer. He takes our passports. We have to go all the way through, like, never a place where I've never freaking even seen before at Hartsfield, into the customs place and talk to this guy. And he's sitting there having to look up laws. As we know, you know, there's been tariffs and embargoes and shit. And of lately, there has been even more.
Right.
So, we're there for a good 30 minutes while he's looking up laws. He ultimately decides to let us have them because there's only 6 cigars. It's not like we're bringing it over here.
Right.
To
it's
sell
not
them.
Like you're trying to, you're not trying to.
But it is, and I knew that it was illegal at one time to import Cuban cigars.
It is.
And it still is. I don't know if that ever changed.
No.
But, so we almost got busted at customs with bringing in Cuban cigars. So I do have some Cubans. And yeah, I'll probably bring you one.
Okay, yeah, but that was the one thing I learned.
And if you want one?
When I went down
thanks,
there
but no thanks.
To Mexico is buying them damn Cohibas. And I got back here, and this was me and Chuck were working together. He's like, you sure they're Cohibas? So I said, I don't know. Dude said they were, but I spent like $10.
Yeah.
And so he's like,
we could have too.
They packed them with different kind of shit and everything. So I was like, oh.
So they were Cohiba skins or leaves,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, these have a. They're in a sealed little box,
yeah,
and it has,
yeah,
a stamp.
I know what you're talking about because I probably bought them.
Is it like when you buy oak leaves?
A little bit
in Mexico.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
But you can bring real oak leaves back from Mexico, I think.
Right. Or, but you can get oak leaves there at the market.
Yeah,
for
the paint might be a little off.
Right. Folk leaves.
I was thinking they were. I'm like, surely these aren't real Cohibas. And I even told the customs guy, I'm like, no, they're Cohibas. I don't think you can even buy Cuban cigars. And I guess it's just, you know, Cuban to U.S., yeah. not Cuba to Mexico.
Right. Yeah,
so
I just want to go to Havana and smoke a Cuban cigar.
Well, at least now I know, because I've never smoked a real Cuban. All the cigars I ever get at Burn, you know, I'll get like the one with Frank Thomas on or something.
Right.
Ed Reed, I think, has a cigar line.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, everybody has one. I looked at that so bad. After a chance meeting with Rocky Patel at the cigar lounge in St. Louis, I saw.
Just happened to meet him?
Oh. No, he was doing. I didn't know he was there. He was doing a cigar party. I had no clue he was there. And I go damn near every day after work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he was having a party there at night, so I got a chance.
Oh, so you knew who he was?
Yeah, I knew he was.
All right.
And I got a chance to meet him and everything, and we sat down for about an hour, and he was chopping it up, and he was telling me just the like the paper and the dye, and this is my specific part of the dye that I put on my paper. It was all kind of shit.
I didn't even know that guy's name until Burn opened. Yeah, it was the Burn over the battery.
Yeah, but it was real cool though. It was real cool. I think he sucked because I bought so many fucking boxes of cigars that night. Like at least 8 full boxes of cigars.
Then you had good cigars.
But I had a locker there too. So
you had it in the humidor.
So I had a locker there. So yeah, that was always good.
Do people get if you have a cigar collection, you'll have a humidor in your house, mm-hmm. right? You can have like a smaller one.
Yeah.
But then like, cause like people have wine cellars in their house too. But then there's also, there's a place we drove by the other day. It's like a storage facility. And then they also have wine storage. It's like, you know how much wine you have to have
to pay for offsite wine storage.
Wow. I bet people do the same thing with cigars too. Yeah. Like I'm sure there's like you said, a locker at the cigar spot.
But I have two humidors at home.
Oh, at the house. Yeah, how big are they?
One of them holds 300 cigars, and the other one's a smaller one. I usually
like 300 that you can line up onto a.
Mm-hmm. But then the other one has it's like a smaller.
I didn't even. Know
I got another one my mom bought me. I never use it because I just never use it. The thing about humidors, it's so fucking hard to maintain. It's always got to.
So humidors keep the air dry, right?
Yeah, but you got to always do. He's like,
as much as silly filters.
It's like
and
every
shit like that.
Fucking like. 2 weeks, I got to go change the filter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Offsite wine storage, I've never heard of.
I never heard that before.
I saw the sign. I was like, damn, you got to have a lot of wine.
That's crazy.
Because if you had that much wine, you probably have enough money to build a little wine.
Yeah.
You know, a little wine vault or whatever you want to call it, cellar at your house.
I think that's the coolest thing.
It would be pretty cool.
I think that's pretty cool. If I drank wine like that, I would love to have a wine cellar. I don't drink wine like that.
Go through wine.
If I drank wine like that,
hang on. Let's come on down to the cellar. We can grab a couple bottles.
Will you go down there and grab that red? Hun, what was that we were drinking in Capri?
Yeah, that's a flex.